to play it. Here's the he has
yes, we will.
Three questions.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Chicago. I'm calling about my 77 Sovereign. I have a question about my flooring. So I'm going to be using a solid vinyl click-together flooring, but I didn't know if I should glue it down or just leave it floating, or maybe just glue it around the edges. So if you could let me know, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Alrighty, click-together floor. I have that in mind.
That's right. You should probably answer this one, because we generally take away click-together floors, scrap them. It's usually the big telltale sign of a rotten floor, but subfloor. But
yeah,
obviously, when you've checked your trailer and you're installing this stuff, you
Well, I repaired my subfloor before putting it in, and it was mine's Marmoleum. It's the click together Marmoleum by I think it was Forbo. It's been so long, boy. First off, I would recommend just not putting click together in and just doing a sheet flooring, Marmoleum. And even just paying somebody just to come out and do it, you know, if you have to, so they can do the laser seams. And they can hide the seams on the edge that'll be underneath all the cabinets and stuff. You wouldn't even see the seam. But if you, and I did the click together just because so I could do it myself. I kind of wish I probably didn't, because I put mine together, let's see, how would I say it, across the trailer, like the short edge of the trailer, not front to back. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, you know, even when the frame is good and all this stuff, everything in the trailer still goes back and forth and tweaks around. And so I got a couple spots, not too bad, but one in the bathroom where there's a gap now where those, because when you put them together, you hit them with these special blocks, and they snap together with this tongue and groove, and it, mm-hmm. and it hides the seam. And most of the trailer, 99% of it, you can't tell. But this one spot in the bathroom where it's kind of tweaked after towing it, you know, several thousand miles, you can see a little seam there, and there's one by the front door too. So if that kind of stuff's going to bug you, kind of bugs me, then I would definitely go with a one-piece, you know, regular Marmoleum flooring, not the click-together. As far as
that's how we have it done, and it gets bonded in mm-hmm. From basically wall to wall. Like you said, it's not quite wide enough to go all the way to the wall. So they do put a strip in, but they actually V-groove it and weld it. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a monolithic floor.
Yeah. And that seam is probably underneath the bed, cabinetry, and all that. You probably don't have access to the seam.
Typically, the only place you see it is, you know, and depends on the model of the trailer, of course, yeah, exactly. But is, you know, sort of ahead of the galley if it's on the street side. Between the galley and the gaucho, which is usually, you know, a few feet depending on how big the trailer is. And, you know, many trailers have, you know, a credenza or some other configuration, so you don't see it at all.
As far as gluing it or not, I'm not sure if you mean gluing it to the subfloor. I definitely would not do that. And I know that the whole idea of a floating floor is so it can expand and contract. And, you know, I have stuff bolted to the top of mine, you know. I don't think that there's enough distance in any one direction to be an issue with trying to keep enough a room for expansion. So, but even so, I wouldn't glue it to the floor. There are cases like maybe in the bathroom, like those seams, you might want to put some stuff in the seam before you click it together. A lot of times they even recommend that to keep it waterproof. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend. And mostly just because you're going to want to pull it out someday.
Well, the other thing is, I'm not sure where he lives. Does it say where he lives?
We can play it again and see if he said.
Because, well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessary, but the critical thing is your trailer doesn't go through the dramatic temperature and humidity shifts that what mine does. You know, mine can go 40 to below to 100 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe if mine did, maybe that would, that expansion would be a problem. I don't know. But, yeah, so, and then the other, my only other recommendation, you know, so my recommendation is if you're going to go with the floating floor would be, I would probably put a little bit of sealant, and you could see what they recommend in the bathroom in case it gets wet, and probably by the front door. I wouldn't worry about gluing it down, and I might go long ways.